The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Z Live Off the Record with Cheval Golang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, the Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Golang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are feeling and doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show today, the numbers are, as usual, 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. So let me give you the lay of the land today. We are going to have a talk with our very special guest at the beginning of the show. And then later on, we're going to talk about spoiled bratism. Hey, yeah, you heard me. Spoiled bratism. But I am delighted to have with me from the Bahamas Development Bank, the one and only Brent DeVoe. He's been here before, I believe. How you doing, Mr. DeVoe?
I am fine, Mr. Lang, and how are things with you?
Right here, trying to stay focused. How about that?
Right, man, that's good.
What's your position at the Development Bank is?
Well, I'm the manager of credit operations, and so Okay. That means that anything credit falls under me.
Well, that means everything falls under you because, you know, we come into the bank for credit.
Well, absolutely. You know, I have a good team as well who helped me carry this weight. We got about a credit team located in Freeport and Nassau, and so I'm well supported.
And the bank has been active. You know, you've been out there saying some things, but you've been more active than you've been out there saying some things. And I know that, happen to know that for a fact, because you're doing some very innovative things in trying to get people funding. And so now you have another something going on, the SDG Concessional Loan Fund, with some special targets. And boy, they ought to be listening today.
Listen, believe me, we are absolutely excited about this. We are actually teaming up with the United Nations. And so we're teaming up with agencies such as the UN Women, who is pretty much the carrying the brunt of this relationship, UNESCO, UNDP, and FAO. But what's going on now is that BDB, and we want to make sure that this precedent is expressed to the public, that we were the first to be approved under the National Coordinating Authority for the Joint SCG Fund project here in the Bahamas. And so really we're celebrating. We're really looking forward to supporting the community with this effort.
Okay, so my understanding is this effort targets three groups of people, I believe. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so what the thought is, we want to have access to funding, of course, for all. But this particular fund is geared towards women, to individuals under the age of 35 years, so youth, as well as individuals with disabilities.
Okay, so women, young people, and folk with disabilities, that's a big group for people to cover.
Yeah, it is a big group. But these ones, what we'd want them to be in the industries such as tourism, agriculture, the creative industries. We think that these industries need support. We know tourism is our number one industry. Agriculture, we got to learn to feed ourselves and be self-sustaining. And of course, creative industries to help us celebrate and keep ourselves, keep our culture alive and relevant.
So if you are a young person or a woman or a person with a with disability under this program, so let me be clear for all the rest of us folks. There, the Bahamas Development Bank is there for all of us, but this is a particular program. What yes. What do those people have to do to get more information and or even apply for funds under this arrangement?
Right, and so we can you can apply on our website as well as contact us directly either at our Freeport or NASA office, and I'll share that number with us with you very soon. But is there an opportunity that I explain what this fund is, how this is going to actually impact
yes,
anybody?
Yes, please, benefit? Please. No,
right,
please
so, so clients can qualify for, I'm sorry, can apply for funding for any amount. But this, what this fund does, it pretty much pays some of your interest up to 0%. I'm sorry, making you only pay 0 to 2% over a two-year period. And so, for okay. instance, what that means, if I can illustrate, if someone gets a $50,000 loan over a five-year period for 2 years, and if they qualify for all of this, all of actually walk away paying 0% interest over 3 years, that means saving about $5,600 in over a three-year period.
Over no, that's substantial, because in most loans, the way they get structured, you're paying most of your early payments are interest payments. So if you're getting subsidy on that, that's a significant savings in that first 3 years.
Yes, and actually out the back, once you qualify at least for one, you guarantee to pay 2%. If you qualify for two, meaning you are either disabled, a female, or under the age of 35, if you qualify for any of those two, you pay only 1% interest during that those 2 years. And if you
fall
within three of the categories, you pay 0% interest over those 2 years.
I see. So it's a cumulative benefit based on your meeting the criteria of the target groups.
Absolutely right.
Wow. Okay. And you said you can apply for to any amount, any amount.
You can apply to any amount, but this concession would only apply to up to $100,000 worth.
I see. Okay. That's wonderful. And any particular areas, or is it open?
Right. So we're really interested in tourism, agriculture, and creative industries. But really, any business that benefits those three groups as well, we're open to them. But of course, we don't want the public to feel that they can't try. And so even if you feel that you may not qualify for any of these, have a conversation with us. Our terms are very competitive, to use for lack of a better term, but they're very good. And so, you know, no matter where you fall, more than likely we can set up a loan package or a funding package that benefits you.
And I like that you said that, because it really is better for you to ask and have someone say, well, not exactly, or maybe if you did this, rather than just say no, it's never going to happen. Right? Yeah. You never know.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, okay, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so we're looking really for ideally persons who are really operating for more than 2 years. Of course, if you've not been operating for more than 2 years, we can still have a conversation. But we are really interested in businesses that are not just going to be funded. We want them to grow. And so that is really what the application needs to stress or argue to us, that this is a scalable or a business that's going to grow and mean something after the next few years.
Okay. And then you have a lot of folks who are in that situation. You know, I've been in business for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. I'm doing well where I am, but you know, maybe there's an opportunity for me on another family island or in another location on the same island, or maybe even for some export opportunity, but I just don't have the funds to be able to get to that next level. And so you're saying come talk to us, because that's who we're looking at.
Yeah, that is who we're looking for. We really want to empower Bahamians and empower especially those who have been perhaps disadvantaged because of especially these three criteria that we're focusing on. And so we want access funding for all. This fund here, actually, in my opinion, levels the playing field for potential to improve businesses within the community, not just by one group of individuals, but anybody, no matter their situation.
Okay, and the application is only to the Bahamas Development Bank. So, notwithstanding your partnership with the UN and others, you're the one processing the application, so people don't have to be concerned about multiple applications to anywhere?
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. So the application is approved by Bahamians. And so everybody, you know that you have individuals who understand where you are and understand where you're trying to get to. We are on the ground with you.
What if somebody says, I've been operating for a little while, I think I know what I'm doing, but, maybe I can tighten up my situation a bit for better presentation, better application. Your partnership with SBDC helps with that, no? Or the bank itself can help with that as well?
Right. So, of course, we know that individuals have been getting support through the SBDC for business plans, right? And so we find that the public may, some of us struggle with articulating what we're trying to do. And so support with business plan writing assists individuals to speak the terms that the bank understands so that we can qualify you or review your application on your merits.
Okay. Well, anything else you want folks to know as they try and take advantage of this, I think, wonderful opportunity? Again, if you're young, 35, he has an under, right? And I'm sure that means 18 to 35, or maybe not.
Yes.
Just, you gotta be able to sign that legal document.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then, if you're female, and then if you're somebody with a disability.
Yeah, we want you to come out as soon as possible, right? So the last application we can take for this is September 13th of this year.
Okay.
Please visit www.bdb.gov.bs. There's a link there. There are links there for applying for loans, whether it's a small loan or a larger loan. Click on those. You can call 702-5700 and 352-9025. We are as well on all the most of the social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Please drop in a note if you need someone to make contact and appointment with you.
Have you had any applicants to date?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're looking at. I'll tell you, people have responded to this. I think even before we hit the media waves, and so we anticipate this to be an amazing experience, very fruitful and beneficial.
Okay. Well, listen, Brother DeVoe, thank you very much. And anything we can do to help you get that word out on this and other awesome programs, let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks to you, Mr. Lang, and Garden Radio.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's Buy 4, Get 1 free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry-fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy 4 school shirts, get 1 free. Buy 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Bahamas. Ready for some eye-openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you, the game changers, movers and shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I understand we have a caller on the line.
Lang.
Hi.
Good day, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm not sure if you're aware of the uptick of house break-ins happening over the country the past few months. You aware of that?
Aware of it, because that would mean we get some information from the police that says relative to some other period, we've got more happening. But no, I'm not aware of that.
That's because, you know, everybody on social media, people are sending around messages for the past couple of months now. Young fellas going to windows right on camera, looking at the camera, setting up people's dogs and then breaking in their house. It's the 7 or 8 incident I see, and I haven't heard anything from the Royal Bahamas Police Force advising us that they have a string of house break-ins going on in the country.
So that's what I was saying.
I want to make you aware. I need something from them to let us know what's going on.
Okay. Man. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to make some
different videos I saw just now.
I'm going to make some inquiries into that.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you for calling. So, the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the government of the Bahamas have a terrible relationship, it seems. I mean, it's terrible to the extent that. So one of the directors of the board of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, Rupert Haywood, who I just spoke about the other day, I was talking about him very flatteringly. About, you know, the person I know, I've interacted with for some years now. He had a press conference in which he complained about the fact that there were government folk who were speaking about their row, their issue, their conflict in the press when the matter was under arbitration. Right? And so he was saying that that's unhelpful, and he was also indicating this row between the government and the port was having an adverse effect on the progress that they are seeking to make there in Freeport. Mr. Mitchell, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, took grave exception. And the minister accused the Grand Bahama Port Authority of, in quote, they're trying to map out a path to create public pressure on the government and to persuade citizens to turn against the government on this issue, said Mitchell for a press conference of his own in Freeport. And he said, that's what is happening here. Well, you know, listen, this is the minister. It is a very dangerous thing, it seems to me, to get involved in political contretemps with the government of the day. It is a very dangerous thing, it seems to me, to get involved in political contretemps with the government of the day. The minister said the predecessors entitled would never have engaged in this. The problem is that you can't have a situation where the public domain and the well-being is poisoned every day by one side without some court countervailing view being put. So, and then he goes on to say in describing Rupert Hayward, goes on to say that, let me make sure I find the words for you. Anyways, he refers to Mr. Hayward as a spoiled rat. I'm going to read exactly what he says about Rupert Hayward for you. You can put no words in the minister's mouth. He says, "This is a spoiled brat who's speaking rubbish in public, trying, as I said, to manipulate public opinion, trying to get into a political battle that he doesn't know anything about. He ought to stay out of it." Listen, man, I have to laugh because this is incredible. This is the government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority and these exchanges. Now, let me start by saying, you know, a spoiled brat is what Rupert Roberts is described as. And to my mind, the meaning of spoiled brat is a child or young person who is excessively indulged, pampered, and accustomed to always getting their demands and desires met without experiencing consequences, according to dictionary, CambridgeDictionary.com. They often display entitled behavior, throwing tantrums, or displaying a lack of gratitude and appreciation for things they have been given. Now, I can only speak for me. I've interacted with Rupert Hayward often. I have observed Rupert Hayward often. He is not a spoiled brat, if that's what a spoiled brat is. He is not. Young gentleman is. He's humble, he's educated, he's an intelligent man, and he's gracious. I mean, he's respectful. I spoiled brat would never be a word I would associate, a set of words I would associate with Rupert Roberts. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, this is where we, with the government and the Port Authority, the government accusing the Port Authority of trying to turn citizens against them on this issue. Turn citizens against them. Why? Because one of the directors decided, rightly or wrongly, to say, listen, this situation is being unhelpful to our efforts here in Grand Bahama. And the minister reacts to that strongly, even to the point of calling the man spoiled brat. Right? But why are either of them feeling compelled to behave this way in public sphere? They have a matter in the arbitration. They have a matter before the courts. Don't they trust the arbitration process? Don't they trust the courts? Oh, I see. It's us that they are seeking to influence. Us. And our mindset then. Think about it. You're in court. You have arbitration. What do you need to be saying beyond those two things now? Leave it to those dead things to deal with your disputes. No. It's the public court that matters now, it appears. Right? Now this is where we're getting to. We're mean calling now. Not Mr. Hayward. He didn't call anybody's name. He did not. I'd be shocked if he did so. Right? He didn't call anybody. I don't say anything. Call somebody's name, but I would be stunned if he did. Certainly not in a public way. No, minister says he's a spoiled brat. A spoiled brat? A spoiled brat? It's the conclusion from a man who's saying that an hour row is interrupting the situation here in Freeport. Some of us have said that. Are we spoiled brats too? I'm serious. I have said that. I said that that's unhelpful to have the government and the port rowing. I mean, how could it not be helpful? And the minister said that the previous title holders, meaning Edward St. George, Sir Jack, and Albert Miller, would never have done said any such thing. All right? Well, Sir Jack Hayward criticized the Ingram administration. I'm reading the December 8th, 2010 news article where when the Ingram administration refused to renew the work permit of Hannes Baba to be the chairman of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, Sir Jack Hayward was critical of the administration. So much so that I, Shivago Sean Lang, in responding to what Sir Jack said these words, and I quote, "Sir Jack's comments are silly, misguided, and offensive." But Sir Jack said that the Free National Movement government was responsible for stalling Grand Bahama's economy. That's what Sir Jack Hayward said of the Ingram administration. Mr. Mitchell, I am sure, was right around the country when that was done. So don't say they would now. I mean, they were politically savvy guys now. They were politically savvy. St. George, certainly a lot more than Sir Jack. But that's precedent. Rupert Hayward didn't say we were stalling. They didn't say the Davis administration is stalling things. He said the fight is unhelpful. Is it helpful? Is there someone out there who would say that the fight between the port and the government is helpful to investing and investment and business in Grand Bahama? Helpful. Is it helpful? Like investors are saying, oh, you know, the government is now attacking the port and the port is now attacking the government and I want to invest in Freeport as a consequence. Really? So what's going on here? Listen, honestly, listen, man, get mad with me all you want, folk. Something deeper is going on between the government and the port than it appears at face value to me. That's how it seems. This is too caustic, too personal. Something is amiss. What's going on? Huh? What's happening? Spoiled brat? You're a spoiled brat. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. with the greatest respect, every single one of you in political life today, with the greatest respect to you, any inkling of this disrespectful, this bravado of the mistreating each other or people, that's not what the Bahamas needs, man. You know, in the north of us, they're trying to actually do something about that stuff. They're actually trying to do something about that. See, you can attack a man's thoughts, you can attack a man's ideas, you can refute a man's something, but we don't have to, you know. Oh man, come on. You're listening to Z Live, I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We gotta take a break and be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Babe.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady who run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Colada Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m. enjoy a refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Spoiled bratism. boy, I have a text here that's very interesting. This text says, Mr. Lang, this is terrible. Mr. Mitchell has more integrity than this as a seasoned politician. I know this gentleman. He is not a spoiled brat, a very humble intellectual man. Come on, Fred, shake my head. Say, this is classic Fred, always on the attack instead of fixing the issues. It's Texas, you are correct, Mr. Lang. I remember that with Sir Jack handled correctly by yourself, that's how you respond as the government. The government is trying to take the port by all costs. That's what's happening. Something is amiss. Something definitely is off about this issue. You know, definitely is off. Boy, let me tell you, I don't know, boy, but I don't know. You know, it's the situation in Freeport is one big ball of contradictions. Yeah, it is. Okay. So on the one hand, the government is ticked off with the Brown Mama Port Authority for not doing its job. On the other hand, $2+ billion in investments are taking place in Freeport, which the government did not approve, which were approved by the Port Authority. Many of these projects was extended their planning beyond the current administration, at least, right? So they're here, and they had to have been approved by the Grand Bahama Port Authority. They had to, if you're operating in Freeport, right? Maybe not the Carnival Cruise thing. I don't know if that's, I don't think that's in Freeport. I could be wrong, but maybe it is. I know it is in Grand Bahama. Anyway, so on the one hand, the government goes to a business outlook and touts all that's happening in Freeport because it is. It claimed that it is doing this. On the other hand, it says the Port Authority is doing nothing, not fulfilling its obligation, right? And then it's not fulfilling its obligation, but it lands the Grand Bahama Port Authority with a bill of $300 million. You must think they're doing fairly well to be landing $300 million. And if they have $300 million that they were able to generate in Freeport, they could only be generating that from licenses and the sale of land and all, which means then they must be doing robust business here in Freeport. And that's $300 million as a percentage of their revenue, you know. The Carnival is Freeport, the port bought it. Yeah, okay, see? I just wanted to be sure, because when we say out east, you know, I'm not sure how far out east that is, but thank you. I appreciate, and this person would know, right? So Carnival, so now you got to put Carnival in the mix. Okay, but think about this, right? $300 million is what the government says is owed to it in taxes. So that could only be a percentage in terms of business license fees. Now, the fee, percentage of the cost of operating in Freeport. This is the government's operating in Freeport, right? This is the government operating in Freeport. So if they made $300 million, if they are owed $300 million, boy, the port must have been making $3 billion over that same period. They'd be able to exact that kind of cost on them. So you're making $3 billion, you must be doing good. So if you're doing good, you can only be doing good because you got all kind of clients coming in and you're charging those clients so that you can get this license and revenue from them and non-revenue from them and all that kind of stuff. And boom. Right? On the one hand, we want Freeport to do well. We need Freeport to do well. The port should do its job. But then on the other hand, you keep cussing out the port. And the port has to go to the people in the international community and elsewhere and say, hey, I'm trying to get you here. Yeah, the government is cussing us out, but I'm trying to get you here. I don't get it. Honestly, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get this. What's going on? But I'm serious though. Those of you who are listening, tell me. This isn't about whether you like what the government is going after the port. That's a different separate issue. And if you do, I'm not critical of you for that. You like that. I already told you all the port is not a popular entity. Going after the port would be right in sync with lots of people's sentiments. However, what I'm asking you is, the government and the port fighting, is there any scenario under which you see that being helpful to attracting investors to Freeport? Any scenario where that is helpful? Tell me, any scenario where you think, I heard the government took the port to court. Oh, I heard the court took the government to court. I heard the minister called one of the directors of the port a spoiled brat. I heard the prime minister threaten that the port's powers, blah, 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 and so forth. Now, that is a place I want to put my millions, billions. Yeah, I get one person to text me, not one person to call and say, yeah, man, that's helpful. Oh, no, it's not. If I speak to Rupert Hayward more than two times in a whole year, that's plenty. So I see him all the time. I've seen him, interacted with him, and so forth and so forth. Rupert Hayward is no, like, he and I are not buddies in arms or anything like that. So I have no defense to make for him on the basis of any relationship we have. I don't have any money I make from the Port Authority. The Port Authority don't call me for nothing. The only interaction I've had with the Port Authority in recent times is carrying a group of young people there to come to understand what the Port Authority is about. They're from Nassau and from Grand Bahama. And in my interactions with them through my own business and personal dealings, right? So I don't have any relationship with them that would put me in conflict with anything. I just don't think what is going on is helpful. It is not. I don't think so. And it is not getting better. And I'm telling you, leading into the general elections, I believe it's gonna get worse. Worse. I really do. I believe a lot of things is gonna get worse actually leading into the general election in terms of the way we deal with each other and so forth. So I think I may take the whole election campaign period off. Yeah. So I can stay with it, because I might not only get caught in the crossfire. I may be a target of the crossfire, the way we are approaching things. It's a great show as usual. Ain't nothing wrong with being a spoiled brat. Yeah, it ain't want to be no spoiled brat, man. You don't want to be an entitled, disrespectful, don't know how to deal with people person, man. Say Prime Minister Fred needs to have his head his Texas, Mr. Lang, when the government lowered the VAT to 10% from 12% and put VAT on everything, that didn't balance out. Some people thought it was okay. For me, it was great. Okay. There's arbitration happening on the matter of what the port owes to the government. There's a court case in relation to whether the Grand Bahama Port Authority is the rightful regulator for utilities in the Freeport area. Why are not the two sides involved with this simply being quiet? You notice, how about you just come and make announcements about it? Can I tell you we just approved this and this will be coming in Grand Bahama, the Freeport? Can I tell you we just approved that and this will be coming to Grand Bahama, Freeport? Can I tell you we're also working on this and this is going to be happening in Grand Bahama, Freeport? Oh, by the way, we're doing this and we're doing that and we're doing the next thing. We're going to be doing this as well. We're going to be doing that as well. Oh, we're going to be doing the next thing as well. Oh, my God, it's so wonderful. I was talking to some people from Freeport just the other day, and they was telling me Grand Bahamas in such a funk. And I said, well, you know, I think it's getting marginally better, though. And they reluctantly conceded marginally better because these people are feeling the enormous strain and pain to the point of losing the stuff that they have built over years. And we talking about other things. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago, like your host. We'll be back after the news break.
Come take my walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. This text says, Mr. Lang, you are always in Fred Mitchell's crossfire because listening to his voice notes, he repeatedly blames you for the subpar telecommunications services because you sold BTC. I'm sure you've heard this before. Well, I actually never heard it before, but it wouldn't surprise me. Listen, Fred Mitchell is my friend. I regard him as a friend. We can deal with each other in a friendly way, but we don't agree on some things, and that's for sure. This wouldn't be the first time, right? When Fred Mitchell was the helm of the government trying to have the Bahamas join the CSME, I was not supportive of that effort, and that did not make him happy. At one point, he said that I was slow as molasses. Yeah, that's what Fred Mitchell said about me. I was so, you got spoiled brats and slow as molasses. Well, I said some things back, but you know, I don't want to be in that business anymore in my life. So I don't mind Fred Mitchell blaming me for being a participant in the sale of BTC at all. I don't, because what Mr. Mitchell would not want to tell you all is what BTC was as a service provider back in the day. See, nobody likes to talk about that. All the complaints people had and the limited service people had and the higher prices people had. You don't want to talk about that. And now you have options because we privatized the telecommunications sector. Oh, they got some people still bitter over that. Some people who worked there and other people. I understand that, no problem. So Fred Mitchell blaming me for that isn't any big deal for me. If that's his strongest point, okay. Don't stop it from being intriguing to hear his reaction to a gentleman seeking to differ with him on a matter as being a spoiled brat, when in fact, I think anybody who knows Rupert Hayward would say he's not. That's not true. It's simply not true. That would not be their experience with the gentleman. I know some spoiled brats, though. And I'm going to call their names, and I'm going to call them that. So how would you rate the Grand Bahama Port Authority prior to the Davis administration in 2021? Certainly the relationship is contentious now, but how were they performing before 2021? Were they delivering at a satisfactory level for the stakeholders and residents of Freeport? Well, let's put it like this. It depends on what, and I've spoken to this before, it depends on what delivering is. If delivering is generating economic activity sufficient to soak up the unemployment, to bring greater prosperity to people who live in the Freeport, no, not, I don't think so. The answer is absolutely no, because there's no way to examine the economic circumstances of Freeport, think that the Port Authority must have and contribute to that being better, and say they perform well. That could not be true. Not just in the pandemic, prior to the pandemic, and for years now, that has been the case, because Freeport has been in a economic decline or doldrum for years. Many years prior to any Dorian or pandemic. So if delivering on the economic side of things is a thing that we believe that Port must and should have contributed to, then the answer is no, they did not deliver that. If maintaining the environment of living in Freeport, the physical environment, maintaining those services that aid in the lifestyle of people in Freeport, yes, they delivered. Could they have done a better job? Absolutely. Absolutely. So could me, you, and every single other person around the place. Do they have other problems? The port? Yeah, of course they do. So that would be my answer. And that's all. So you can be critical of people, but you can also acknowledge and recognize what good they have. See, I am not one of those people. First of all, I'm not one of them people. If you criticize me, I'll take your criticism. I'll think about it. And if I say, yeah, you know, that's true. If I don't think it's true, then I say, well, that ain't true. It even might hurt me. But you know what I don't do? Well, I never think of myself only in negative terms. I couldn't care less how much you try and put on me. I own my mistakes. I own my errors. I own my wrongs. But I also know that I have done some good on planet Earth. And I also know that God sees some good in me. And so I take the whole of me. I'm not part of me. I'm not trying to pretend that I have a unspotted history on planet Earth. Please. I wouldn't live in that fantasy like some people. So we have a caller on the line again. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello?
Hello.
No? Okay. This text says, as a private citizen, I dislike the idea of a city within a country. That's Freeport. Okay, no problem. I could tell you one thing. I understand that, and I hear that, but my friend, look around your country and see where another such city exists, though. And if you have not lived here, if you have not lived here as we have lived here, you may not experience what we experience. And I can tell you that the quality of life here in so many ways is abundantly better than that to be lived in Nassau. Abundantly better, not in every respect, but in many respects. And see, many of you who speak of Freeport have never lived here. What you have are thoughts about Freeport removed from the realities of Freeport. And sometimes thoughts shaped by arguments made by people who are not here. That is true. And so a city in a country, many countries have city, Nassau is a city in a country, right? Is it not? The Vatican is a city in Rome, in Italy. What's new? That's a thing. The thing is whether it's been good for anybody, right? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z Live.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, you're a little low, but I can hear you. But Fred Mitchell doing a good job on his own, turning the Bahamian people against the government. They don't need Howard. They don't need Hayward to do that. They're doing a good job of that on their own. especially now how they come out with the statement now.
Y'all are some cruel people.
Yeah, man. The statement and voice notes and things and telling PLPs don't go to Dr. Dwayne's aunt if you got a heart attack, dead, and all them type of things. And the citizenship inside the church and all them type of things. And with the commissioner coming out now saying, but no further questions, don't ask them nothing. They ain't telling you nothing no more. Tell the case over. You ain't going to let you know Scotland Yard here, if they coming or they been, they gone, whatever. They had advice that this person tell them, don't talk no more. And all that, the national security minister say he ain't in it. And then he don't have nothing to do with it. He owed it. The politicians owed it. So Scotland Yard must advise them and tell them, don't talk to the Bahamian people then. Don't be transparent, you know, to the Bahamian people then. Don't be accountable. Yeah. So, don't worry. That case in court for the $375 million, time has that come up. Man, Fred Mitchell them will be in Cancun, Mexico, and everything, man. Brave Davis, he like travel. He'll be up visiting his daughter and thing up in Atlanta and thing, man. They'll be long from around Parliament, man. So they wouldn't have this no but no case. They ain't going to have no case then. Because they only got 18 months there, and then the case ain't coming up before 18 months. So how would I have to know and be like?
Thank you. Wow. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Zhivago. Good afternoon.
Hey, I'd just like to
say, you know, the government needs to listen to the voices of the Bahamian people. You know, we all know that there are persons who are supportive of this particular government. But, you know, I've learned one thing in life, and that is it isn't the things that you agree with in life. It is really the things that you do not agree with in life that makes life interesting, because at least it sets a benchmark or something that you could use to improve the situations that's here. And the Bahamian people have been crying about these issues for a very long time. However, it seems no administration really has paid close attention to the voices of the Bahamian people. And so, you know, that's something very important that we must pay attention. Let me just touch on this one thing, and then I'll leave the line. I heard you mention just now, it seems as if people do not approve of, for instance, in this case in point, Grand Bahama Port Authority having the supposed autonomy for Freeport proper. But if you look at the infrastructure going on in Freeport proper and compare it to what's going on in the rest of what's happening in Nassau, there is that difference, that stark difference that you can see. And local, for those persons who believe that local government, which in essence, to me, is what the Port Authority represents in Grand Bahama, a local government. If they are against local government, no wonder the country is the way how it is, because we have classic examples. We have Abaco, whose infrastructure before the hurricanes were par excellence. We see Spanish Wells, par excellence. We see part of Ilufa, par excellence. So what's wrong with them when we should be using them as the model to correct what the Bahamas truly needs today in order to bring us back to some semblance of what we once were? Why are you looking down on these people, i.e. the Port Authority, to remove them out of the way to bring what? What Nassau looks like, what the rest of the country looks like, is really pathetic. Thanks for taking my call, Shabbat.
I appreciate your call, brother. Ingram used to say to us all the time, say, listen, okay, so you want me to move this one? No, you want me put there? He said, don't ask me to move nobody if you ain't know who you can put there. we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
A pleasure, good evening, Mr. Lang. How you doing? It's Sparky here.
Hey, right here, man.
I can hardly hear you.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, anyway, so, my volume is up. But anyway, I heard, while I was out, I was moving around today, and I heard a caller call into you in regards to the social media videos and things that is going around lately. And I saw a lot of those videos myself where they had two or three guys, like a group of people going around into people's yard, going through people's windows. I saw where, you know, just about everybody got cameras around their yards and their trees and things now. And right. I saw videos today, too, like the gentleman was saying. You said you have to research it. I understand that. But I'm telling you, Mr. Lang, I saw it today, too. Where these two guys went in this people's yard, And somehow one of the guys was feeding the dogs to maybe keep the dogs, you know, cool and calm.
Right. Yeah, right.
And then also another guy went to the gas tank in the back of the yard, and they didn't even use no tools, Mr. Lang. One guy grabbed, you know, that copper thing that runs to the gas tank.
Right, yeah.
He just grabbed that and yanked that a couple of times, bend that up until it break. And they actually was looking up at the camera. Mr. Lang, they was actually looking up at the camera. And then when he had it broken, he grabbed the bottom of the tank, and then the other guy grabbed the top of the tank, and then just gradually walked out of the people's yard with a whole cylinder full of gas. I don't know if it's full or not, but that's what people are doing. I have lost things in my yard, Mr. Lang, and I have two big German shepherds. I wonder how did they move in my yard, the two big German shepherds, and, you know, those things you use for cutting coconuts down out of the trees like a saw, and then I got a picker to pick up my fruits and things. I come home one day, both of them missing. I say, it can't be my neighbors, because I see it in the neighbor yard. And they are going around at their leisure doing these to Bahamian people like Mr. Lang. I've never seen this kind of criminality going on in my country. I've never heard the word corruption used in my country in public sphere about our police department, our prime ministers, our politicians, our businessmen. I've never, in my 73 years, Mr. Lang, I've never heard this kind of conversation happening so much in the Bahamas as it is happening now. And like, nothing ever is brought to fore. People are not being taken to court. They go to court and nothing happens. I don't understand. We ain't gone no further for no 51 years, sir. We've been going backwards.
I got you.
I grew up in.
I got you, my friend. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Some people have sent me videos of what you are all talking about. See. Says, well, Sparky should have gotten a pit bull, say, or leave a note on the wall, say, I know the ID, I guarantee they ain't going in that yard. Deck says, the events of one, the stolen gas tank, and two, the guys through the windows and looking up at the moving camera direction are two different events. Yeah, that's what I gather from what I was sent recently. Now, does that amount to a large scale of this? Now, I'm being told that the RBPF said there is increase in home invasions and armed robbery. Be careful and vigilant. So this is what somebody sent to me. RBPF said there is an increase in home invasions and armed robbery. Be careful and vigilant. What a time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Masters, bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says there is an increase in stolen gas tanks if they are full. A full tank is about 100 pounds in weight, which is why there are usually two people to move and then the getaway driver. They push on the tank. And if full, they move on it. They look for unprotected, unchained, or in charge. Though some people have experienced thieves coming with cutters. Yeah, a motivated person will do what they want to do. Yeah, somebody sent me the videos. Y'all don't need to send me the videos anymore. Somebody sent me them. So I have them now. But I appreciate y'all trying to keep me informed. You know, I'd be surprised, you know, like when it comes to some of these social networks and the things people be sending around, your boy don't be in the loop. I'm not begging to be. you be having these things on your head trying to go to sleep. Nah, I don't want to. I don't know necessarily about that. So, the commissioner has indicated that, commissioner of police has indicated that there'll be no further communication statements about the investigations and allegations against Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson until the probe is complete, except to confirm from time to time that the investigation is still ongoing. Okay. That's okay. I mean, I don't think it would be appropriate for the commissioner to be releasing details of the investigation. So as they proceed, because if you release details of the investigation, that could hamper the investigation. you discover somebody knows something about something, and you tell people, maybe people who know something about something might then decide to do something about something. I think that's and also if you're finding, you know, evidence that maybe things weren't as you said they were and so forth, now people are in an opera and all that kind of stuff. I think details of the investigation is not. What you do need is, yes, the investigation continues. Oh, yes, Scotland Yard or whoever the yard is still in or coming in, or we expect this or we expect that. I think that's fine. And so I don't have a problem with what the commissioner has indicated at all. All right. Just as I don't have a difficulty with the security and intelligence branch investigating their own in this instance, I don't have a difficulty with that either. You know, I think it's helpful to have, say, outside third party input and observation and all that kind of stuff. But I all know from previous times, I do not accept that you cannot investigate yourself. The police force can investigate its own when it happens every day in the Bahamas. Every single day, and it's been happening for years. And have not police officers been prosecuted in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Can anybody tell me police officers have not been prosecuted in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Please. Absolutely. Have police officers been fired by the commissioner? Absolutely. There's a whole set of laws set up in the country for all of that. So I don't have a difficulty with the commissioner, but what I do think that the commissioner should make sure is from time to time is in sufficient frequency as to ensure that the public is aware that the thing ain't gonna call it dead. I think that's useful, very useful. I have confidence in the police as an institution in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I've had the privilege of providing training sessions for police officers over the years. I've had opportunity to do that. I've been able, therefore, to interact with these officers and so many of them, and some of these are the emerging leaders and leaders in the police force, and I could see their passion for their work, their desire to do exemplary things for the country, their interest in being innovative and creative and developing themselves and their colleagues further. And it gives me great hope. I've seen the work that they do. I mean, I'm talking about as an observer now, as a citizen of the country, I've seen the work that they do. Where would we be without these police officers? Where would this country be? We talk about guys and doing invasions now and stealing you and that. How much more that you think would be happening if the police force in the Bahamas were not as effective as it is? Yeah. So I can't tell you what to believe and how to feel about the police force. I can tell you what I believe and how I feel. And as an institution, I have confidence and I'm proud of them. Does that mean every single one of them is up to the scratch? I don't know, but every single one I've seen up to scratch. But as an institution, I'm okay. I'm okay with them. So let me go back a bit now to something. This bank fees issue is a live one and continues to be a hot topic. And there are times when things happen that you say, boy, isn't the world a great place? Mr. Pintard came out with his statements about banks. And the former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Dr. Hubert Minnis, the former leader of the Free National Movement, said he wholeheartedly supports the proposals presented by the Free National Movement leader, Michael Pintard, to reform the banking system in the Bahamas. He wholeheartedly supports that. When that might have happened before, like that he may have wholeheartedly supported something Mr. Pintard did before. Does anybody recall any such occasion? Somebody. I know some of y'all are followers. Tell me, have you ever heard those words before? Remember I said, that how often do you hear the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement on the same wicket with an issue, right? And some of you gave me some brilliant answers, but I said this one was one, this bank fees issue. Now, the former prime minister wholeheartedly supports what the Free National Movement leader proposed. When last did you hear those words? In the last, since Michael Pindad became leader of the Free National Movement, when last did you hear those words from the leader, the former leader of the Free National Movement? That's a great thing. Michael Pindad, the leader of the opposition, but it should hear much more of that. That's good. That's good. He says, Bahamians are frustrated with our commercial banks. There are too many unfair fees that eat away at people's hard-earned savings. And the banks keep cutting back on services, making more profits while providing poor service, said Minister in an op-ed carried on in the Guardian's editorial page today. This is according to an article by Candia Deans. Not bad. He said the leader of the opposition, Michael Pindad, recently proposed a series of measures to help address these problems. I wholeheartedly support the proposals of the FNM. These include ensuring fees are transparent, fair, and not junk fees with no justification, increasing the regulatory role of the central bank to assess the validity of banking fees, and tasking the central bank with streamlining interbank transaction protocols in order to ensure that they are efficient, cost-effective, while using best-in-class technology. This text says, that's great news, Mr. Lang. FNM looking like the Democrats now finally to get a stronger. Yeah, that's great. That's great. I mean, when leaders get the support of former leaders, that helps them, their organizations, right? This text says, hey, Shivago, correct me if I'm wrong. He carefully said that he supports the point made by the heaven. He made no mention of the leader. Well, that's true. You haven't heard those words. But you haven't heard the words, I wholeheartedly support the proposal of the leader either. When has anyone heard those words coming up? The words, I support Michael Pindad as leader of the Free National Movement? That's like a, that's like further down. I'm talking about the words, I wholeheartedly support the proposal. Say, Lang, tell that the Gut Five, thank God for Wallace Grove and the rest. We would be like the rest of the island. Yeah. See, I don't think the invasions are solely tied to ineffectiveness of the police force. Who said that? I believe the greatest factor inhibiting complete lawlessness and disorder is stability of the economy. If that crumbles, God help us. We saw the tip of it in Abaco after Dorian. Actually, if you look at the economy of the Bahamas and crime, you won't find a correlation, not a negative correlation. You won't. Actually, you'll see that we have had some of the highest rates of crime and we've had the best economy. I looked at that. So that's not necessarily so. This text says, never heard that laugh. Say, never heard that. Let me pull out. No, I never heard it either. But it's good. It's a good place to start. You know, it's a good place to start. And I always tell you, guys, a strong government, strong opposition, that's good for the Bahamas. Never have a problem with that. To my mind, you have a younger, viable, hard, industrious working Michael Pindad, a charismatic person. You know, he's future-focused person. And, you know, and wherever he has gone, whatever he has showed up, wherever he showed up, he's made a difference, a positive difference. I ain't asking nobody, right? So then if you then have him, a vibrant, strong, leader of the Free National Movement. He's a, let me tell you something, Mr. Pindad. And I used to tell him often, I say, you know, your willingness to see the good in other people is far greater than mine, my friend. I say that to him a lot. See, that's the way he is, right? Now you cross him, he is not afraid of a fight. He's not. So he ain't easy. People could be really mean and really nasty. I'm not asking nobody. It could be mean and nasty. And they think you should just sit there and listen to all their mean and nastiness to you. Some of us are not as willing to fight as others. Michael Pindad knows how to stay calm, to be extremely gracious and courteous and what have you, right? But if you cross him, okay. So you have him, and then you have Mr. Davis, who continues to be an affable person, continues to demonstrate tremendous civility in the way he handles and conducts himself, you know. And so you got these two personalities who I think in truth represent a different kind of politician in the political leadership of the country. Not all, I'm not saying all their politics is different than others. I'm just saying in their personality, their temperament, and comportment, they represent really a different kind of a duo, right? Now, when it comes to talking about their efficacy and all that kind of stuff, that's another debate we can have. But, you know, it'd be interesting to see them Titans go. It'd be very interesting to see those two Titans go at it. They have been going at it, you know, mightily for now, I think. But in the thick of the election, it'd be interesting to see. Very interesting to see. I'm among the things I will be keeping score of when the election ensues in full is meme calling. I'll be keeping score on that meme calling. I'll be keeping score on mean spiritedness. I'll be keeping score on lying, not telling the truth. On fabrications. I'll be keeping score on that. I'll be keeping score on irrationality. I'm just telling you all in advance. I'll be keeping those scores. This Texas Canadian banks do need some reform. Significant profits and dividends approved. For repatriation, almost 75% or more profits with a small contribution in local donations. The largest contribution by them is employment amongst some other nominal things. Corporate minimum tax will help level the country's benefits from C banks. Let me say this much. Canadian banks, well, first of all, our commercial banking sector is dominated by Canadian banks. Okay. And they're dominated by Canadian, you know. I don't know how to tire of saying this. And it's not that I have a problem with it. I'm just telling you the thing, right? We talk about the dominance of commercial Canadian banks. We talk about the presence of Canadian banks in the Bahamas. We talk about all the profits Canadian banks are making in the Bahamas. But how are they making all that money if you and I are the ones who are patronizing them? So that's how they're making the money they're making. So they must obviously be offering services that we like and that we want. They must be. Because you have alternatives. We have alternatives. We haven't been using all the alternatives altogether. Now some of us have accounts at this bank, the Canadian banks, and then we have the Bahamian banks too. But what I'm saying is that the banks in the Bahamas, whether they are Canadian banks or Bahamian banks, they are making the money they are making because we are using their services. We I remember when we used to talk about joining the World Trade Organization, and Bahamians used to complain, oh, if we join the World Trade Organization, then Walmart will come here, et cetera. And I used to tell them, I said, Walmart cannot succeed in the Bahamas if Bahamians don't go to Walmart. If you keep going the way you're going to spend and don't go to Walmart, Walmart will pull out of the Bahamas in less than a year because they can't make no money. The only reason why you would go to Walmart is because you believe you're getting a better deal as a consumer in Walmart. And that is true of every business. If your business is doing well, that means you are patronizing it. And you ain't patronizing the business because you have to. You're patronizing it because you want to, because you're getting something from it. And that's the truth. Y'all don't want me yet. You may not want to hear me say that, but that is the God honest truth. You complaining, but they pay charging you high fees and where your money in the high fee place. Man told me yesterday, oh, but you can't move your mortgage. You know, that's not easy. You don't have to move the mortgage. Just move your checking account, move your savings account. You don't have to leave. You can leave your loan account because that's your mortgage. But why are you complaining about ATM fees? You're complaining about ATM fees at the ATM of the people you use it? Say, Z, we must also look at the amount of fees paid to the government by the banks in the form of work permits, license fees, etc. Well, before we even get to that, let me tell you all something. Think about this for a minute. So I was talking about the Free National Movement's proposal. Then there's Mr. Mitchell talking about the fees charged by the banks and the government need to do something about it. I mean, I want you to think about this. So the government is angry with what the banks are charging in terms of fees because the government believes that these banks are taking advantage of you. So does the opposition. And the government therefore says that we may need legislation to intervene in the matter. And then the opposition says, similarly, we may need legislation to intervene in the matter. Let me ask you a question. If the banks reduce their fees or remove their fees, would the government get any VAT taxes off of those fees? They would not. So you are prepared for the banks to reduce or remove their fees and lose the VAT and never say you could do this to the Bahamian public right now to help them out. While the banks have these fees in place, I will remove the VAT on those fees so that at least you don't pay those charges. Have you heard that? See, that's what you can do. We're talking about what we hope we could get done with the banks. But the government today could remove its VAT off of the ATM fees, off of the not sufficient fund fees, off of all of the fees, which they say are being excessively put on you by the bank. Think about it. Oh, well, you know, we don't want any exemptions for VAT. You don't want any exemptions for VAT. You're trying to help people not to have more charges and more burden of cost on them than they have. They need to. You're going to have that go away anyways if the bank remove those fees. So you could remove those VAT right now and then deal with the banks even later on. But today you could give Bahamians that relief. But every time a Bahamian goes to an ATM machine and pays a fee for using that ATM machine, the government gets a piece of VAT on that. Look at your statements. Look at your bank statements. And on those bank statements, you will see taxes, you will see value-added taxes levied by the government of the Bahamas. And I'm not talking about the Davis administration. From what has been charged in the Bahamas, this has been the case. And the government is saying, and the opposition is saying, we want to relieve you of these burdens. You start with what you could control. Start with the VAT. So don't go to Parliament. Don't wait to go to Parliament to try to see how you could get the fees down. Go to Parliament. The Minister of Finance could today draft an amendment to remove VAT on at least even the junk fees. Today, right this minute. And the opposition promised to remove VAT on all these junk fees, even as it tries to get those junk fees removed. Do the thing you could control. You complain about the price of fuel. Well, you complain the price of fuel, the fuel tax. But we need that revenue. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back.
Looking for great value, fantastic flavor, and a choice for lunch today. Go to Burger King Nassau and enjoy a King Meal deal for just $5.50, including that. Get that signature flame grill taste you love in a Big King Jr. with all the fixings. Served with fries and a drink for just $5.50. Or if you feel like chicken, choose from the Chicken Big King Jr. or a six-piece nugget meal with fries and a drink for just $5.50, including that. Satisfy your cravings for those BK flavors you love with the King Meal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become 6.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. Thank you for joining us for these remaining moments of the show. If you want to give us a call in the last moment, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text is, we must also look at the amount of fees paid to the government by the banks in the form of work permits, license fees, etc. So the banks must offset this somehow. All right? This text says, Mr. Lang, you have a point about the VAT for bank charges. They can absolutely do this if they are serious. This text says that Lang, that police investigation is a big flam. It won't be no end because ain't no beginning. Yeah. Yeah, see. The government can contribute to lower costs for you by contributing to lesser charges of its own on you. It can do that. Now, having been in the Ministry of Finance, I understand why the government ain't gonna do what they can do. Because the government wants its cake and to eat it too. The government wants that revenue. It needs that revenue to pay for the unending increases in expenses by the government. And let me say unending increases in expenditure by the government. You look over the decades of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas from 1973, or even before that if you want, and you will see that the government's expenditure has never been, even in bad times, declining. Even in good times, declining. Keeps going up. And if you keep spending more and spending more, you need more money to spend more. Right? So you can't give anything to the public back because you keep spending and you say in the name of the public. And the public may be in part to blame for that by the crying and screaming for all the things it's crying and screaming for. Maybe you could say that. But the truth is, it's the government. Like, for instance, the government has a VAT on food. On your food, right? On your medicines, on your insurance. The government could take that VAT off. No, I don't listen. Y'all try and tell that story about what the IMF told you about VAT exemptions and all that, try and inefficiencies. Try and tell that to people other than myself and others who understand these things. Of course, you can exemptions on VAT for some items. Of course you can. That's why you have zero VAT and exemptions and possibilities, because you can. Right? But you can, and you say, oh, well, you know, if you remove the VAT off of the food store, the grocery stores would not do. I say, I tell you this, move the VAT off, move the custom duty off, and if before you do that, you have a monitoring entity on the prices. You have a monitoring entity on the prices. And then when you see they don't do nothing about it, apply the same percentage of the VAT to business license fees on the gross. And then remit the money that you collect in that difference, remit it to the public in some form or the other. I don't even know, the public wouldn't even be angry if you don't give the money directly to them. If you do something directly for the public will be happy. That's what to do. So the government could relieve your cost by cutting its own charges and levies on you. It can do that. Right? But it won't. Just like right now, today, in this very instance, while we are crying about what the banks are doing to us, every time the bank increases a fee, the government gets more revenue in VAT from that pre-increase. The same political establishment that is telling you how you are being taken advantage of by the banks in these fees will not do a thing to bring you relief that it can do right away, especially given that it would actually not have those revenue if the banks reduce their fees or remove the fees. Which means that the government could live without them. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, Seattle Johnson, be quick, fast, and hurry. Mr. Lang,
hey, what's up,
the same capacity you're talking about, the working with the VAT, the government today now charges and now forgive VAT for any amount under $300 with energy. But even with the rate, if the cost of full charge was to go up by a couple of cents or whatever, A personal light bill was under, let's say, $297. Light bill is now $305. They're now hit with a $30.50 VAT just because it went up $3 or $6 or $8.
Yep.
And
yep.
so the government could very yep. easily say VAT on the first $300 will be exempted, which will then allow them not to pay that VAT and save
absolutely.
10% right then and there.
And absolutely.
So I call and then make that and a policy decision right now.
Absolutely. And there are multiples of such things that can be done by the government to bring that kind of relief. Multiples of things. But, you know, it's an easy thing to hit the private sector. But I could tell you one thing, it is a hard thing when the private sector can hit you. It's true. That there is a no-win proposition. Private sector loses, the government loses, people lose. Right? So you gotta be able to tread those waters with prudence, wisdom. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I wish you okay. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. He spares our life. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.